Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us on the phone, Daniel Tam, the senior curator at the National Museum of Singapore, to talk about this initiative. Daniel, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Thank you, Glenn, and hi, Neil, as well.
Hello.
Daniel, tell us about how the idea for this oral history, and is it only oral history or is it also written as well? You can fill us in on that. Came about between the National Museum and the
National Library Board.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think both the National Library Board and the National Museum, where I'm a curator at, we are both dedicated to documenting and collecting Singapore's history. So if you're talking about oral histories and photographs, for example, that's something that the National Library Board looks after. And for the museum, we look after the objects, and we're in the we are very interested in putting together objects that tell the story of Singapore's history as a whole. So as you can see, I mean, COVID-19 definitely is an event that, well, we're all going through that right now, and definitely has drastically changed our lives. And for us, we really recognized how really in years to come, people are going to look back at that as a really key historical moment. And as a curator, that's a very interesting thought. We often collect things from the past already. That's what we do as curators. But for us, actually living through COVID-19 today, we've been asking ourselves the question, what can we collect today? And how can the objects that we collect help to put together that broader and larger story of what Singapore is going through? And that really led us to partner with the library to come up with this public call, you know, for myself or even my colleagues, our own experience of COVID-19 might be quite limited, but when we reach out to the public, and especially right now when memories are still fresh, when objects are actually still available to be collected, I think that's the best time to reach out and get a good sense from everyone what their experiences are like.
We're talking with Daniel Tam, the senior curator at the National Museum of Singapore. Daniel, when I go to the National Museum of Singapore, one of the highlights for me is exactly that, the personal experiences, the oral histories. I think you have this wonderful part during the Japanese occupation between 1942 and 1945 where you listen to these oral histories of Singaporeans who explain what it's like during that period. And to me, it is one of the more vivid parts of the whole museum exhibition. What is it, in your opinion, as a senior curator, that makes those personal, unique experiences so relatable to the average visitor?
I think that that makes history come alive, to put it simply. We are so used to history being told through big events, important dates, or so-called important people, but we need to recognize how history was actually lived out through the lives, through the perspectives of so-called ordinary people as well. And the display that you mentioned in our history gallery, in what we call the Shionanto part of that gallery, actually focuses specifically on the oral histories of people who recounted what happened on the day that Singapore surrendered to the Japanese. So that's exceptionally poignant. I mean, we read about the British surrender at large, you know, what happened on that scale, but it's quite something else to hear what people had to remember about that day itself as they experienced it.
Well, I think the key point you mentioned there, particularly COVID-19, Glenn and I were talking about this, it puts a name and a voice to a statistic, doesn't it? So it doesn't become just about numbers, statistics, death tolls, infection rates. It becomes about people. And that's the key difference, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's also reflected in how we look at objects as a museum, what we usually call artifacts. And when you walk through our galleries, I think you can see that the kinds of artifacts that we have on display ranges from, I guess, what you would normally associate with a museum, like paintings or precious ceramics. But But we also display everyday life items, household appliances, gadgets. And these are things that people, most of them, in many cases, people have donated. And when they share these objects with us, they share their stories as well. And for us, we want to make that link between the object and the story that lies behind that. And of course, the lives of the people who used to own these objects.
We're talking with Daniel Tam, the senior curator at the National Museum of Singapore. As you look at this this effort by you and the National Library Board to bring in experiences and artifacts from everyday people, I would imagine you have a lot of masks, different types of masks coming in. But what are some of the other things that you are expecting, some of the artifacts that you're expecting from people during this time? And then tell us a little bit about how this is all going to be displayed and when we can all hope to actually see this collection that you're now in the midst of putting together.
Sure. Well, I think we want to be as open as we can be to the kinds of objects that come in. Like you mentioned, whether it's a mask, whether it's a gadget, or something creative that people have put together to help them live through or adapt to life during COVID-19. So I guess objects that may be ordinary, but objects that may have a kind of background where people adapted, people showed their creativity to actually help them get through COVID-19. So it could be anything at all, and we want to hear from the public on that. So we don't want to go in with any preconceived idea. And what we plan to collect, that usually goes into what we call a national collection. That's a collection that we hold permanently, and that would enable us as curators today, but also the future curators of the museum to actually use for any future exhibition. But for us, I think the most immediate exhibition that we have planned that's coming up is an exhibition called Home Truly, Growing Up with Singapore from the 1950s. And it's an exhibition that explores what it means to be Singaporean and what does Singapore as home actually mean to people. And again, we are approaching it with that perspective. You know, what are the diverse experiences and perspectives of people in Singapore? And we would like to in fact incorporate some aspect of the COVID-19 experience while it's still fresh in that exhibition too.
That's great. Daniel, I've just decided what I'm going to donate to your exhibition to represent my COVID journey.
Please share.
A pair of earplugs. Because my wife is it's very symbolic. My wife is a teacher, so she has a classroom in one room via Zoom. My daughter is in the other room doing her classroom. So I have two classrooms in my apartment from 9 till 5 every day. I will give you earplugs. But in all seriousness.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. In all seriousness. How can people donate or contribute to this exhibition? Where should they go?
Neil, what you just shared just now reminds me of my noise-canceling headphones, which are so indispensable to me as well. Almost the same situation as what you are going through. But to answer the question, how can people get in touch with us? There is an online form, if the public can actually come to the museum's website at nationalmuseum.sg. There is a page there that gives directions on how they can get in touch with us to share the details of the objects that they'd like to donate. And the page actually explains this larger project that this call is a part of. It's called Collecting Contemporary Singapore. And like I mentioned earlier, we as curators and as a museum, we often collect the past of historical objects and things that people regard as antiques. This is really part of a larger project that we want to start to collect the contemporary as and when things happen to really engage the public on that. So that's something that we will be updating in the years to come as well. So do look out for that.
Thank you. Daniel Tam, Senior Curator at the National Museum of Singapore, talking about the ability for all of us to donate to our experiences and our everyday objects. So dealing with COVID-19 and our circuit breaker, the National Library Board and National Museum working together. Daniel, very much appreciate your time and good luck with the project.
Thank you so much, Glenn. And thanks, Neil.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.